What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, Why the Jews Are Purposely Destroying Hollywood. So as you guys know, there really hasn't been a good movie in a couple of years. Even Avatar turned out to be not all that. The Jews are putting, you know, people like Ellen Page as Superman, pregnant Joker. I mean, it's woefully obvious at this point that Hollywood has went woke and now they're going broke. Now, a lot of you guys out there, you might think, oh, that's because, you know, these people are mentally ill, they're retarded, they're low IQ. No, the Jews are purposely destroying Hollywood, okay? There's a book out there called An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Built Hollywood, okay? Hollywood was founded by six Jews, all within 500 miles from Poland. That's where they were from, you know. They were Jews from Poland and surrounded areas. I read that book like 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. So the names were like Carl Lemel, the guy behind Fox Studios. I think he changed his name to make it sound more Goyim and less Jewishy. But the point is, guys, Hollywood has been created by Jews, and they're all Ashkenazi Jews. And again, they were all from within 500 miles of their home cities in Poland and Eastern Europe. Anyway, so the $1 trillion question here that has to be asked is, why would the Jews want to build a system that they had operating for well over 100 years? Now, before we get into why the Jews are destroying Hollywood, a lot of you guys out there are like, okay, but they're losing money. No, they're not losing money. You guys need to understand, man, all these Jewish studios, whether it's Disney, whether it's Fox, all these are part of the stock market. And the stock market is what's known as dumb money. And dumb money is known what I call dumb money. I call dumb money goy money. You guys need to understand, man, the Jews made their billions. They took that bag and they ran. So they're not losing money. When a movie flops, the Jews are not losing money. The goy investors who are still dumb enough to invest in Disney, in Netflix. Yes, Netflix is also going woke. You know, Netflix lost like 50% of its stock volume, 50% of its stock in like the past 2 years because of going woke. Again, Hollywood plus Netflix, they made their money and now they are destroying a system that they built, okay? At the end of the day, the Jews are not losing a single cent. You goyim who are dumb enough to still go on the stock market, support Netflix, support Disney, support other companies that own and manage the Hollywood studios, you are the ones who are losing money. The Jews don't lose money. They made money, they took that bag, and they ran, okay? So, the $1 trillion question is, why are the Jews purposely destroying Hollywood, alright? You guys need to understand something about Hollywood, okay? I was out in Hollywood. I studied Hollywood. You can go on imdb.com, type in Amir Mitwali. You'll see that I have credits going as far back as like 2005, you know, almost 20 years. So I'm going to give you cold, hard facts about Hollywood. First of all, guys, the Hollywood studios produce about 200 movies a year, okay? That's not a lot of movies in the grand scheme of things. Number two, these movies cost tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And most of the time, guys, most of these movies with the exception of, say, Jurassic Park or big summer blockbusters, most Hollywood movies don't make their money back. Number three, guys, is that Hollywood movies take a long time. From the time a studio green lights a movie until that movie is on the big screen takes almost 3 years, okay? And another thing to keep in mind, a lot of these movies out there, guys, a lot of these movies, they actually have been in pre-production for years, maybe even decades, before a studio says, all right, we're gonna green light this movie. So the whole movie process, it's complex, it's no guarantee it's gonna be a success, it takes a hell of a long time, and in the grand scheme of things, movies really don't have that big of a reach outside of, again, you know, Batman, tentpole movies, shit like that. So what the Jews are doing is that they're moving toward YouTube. As you guys know, there's a reason why we refer to YouTube as JewTube. Coincidentally, guys, if you go on, if you try to register the domain JewTube.com, guess what? Somebody already claimed it, and they claimed it as far back as 2006. Coincidentally, 2006 was when the Jews bought YouTube from the individual people who made YouTube. So this is more proof to you guys that the Jews are really in charge of YouTube. Now, over the period of Scamarona, guys, you guys need to understand, man, Scamarona for us Jews, it was amazing. And that includes me too. You know, as you guys know, to pay for the servers for MGTOW TV, every now and then I turn on the app, do some DoorDash orders, and for 2 years during Scamarona, guys, because you guys were getting the STEMI checks, you know, the government was paying you to stay home, you guys were ordering DoorDash like it's gonna go out of style soon, and you guys were tipping big. So even though, you know, I'm not an elite level Jew, I still benefited from Scamarona. So Scamarona, man, for the Jews, you know, like the Mark Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, you know, and by the way, guys, when I say Jews, Mark Zuckerberg is about as far away as you can get from a Jew, okay? Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they claim to be Jewish, so you can say, ooh, ah, God's chosen people, we have to listen to them. But in a way, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and other Zionists, they really are chosen people, all right? They're chosen by Satan, you know? In fact, there was a video uploaded on MGTOW TV a while ago where they did an interview with a Jewish guy up in the ranks with, like, the top Jewish elite. And he's like, yeah, our secret is that we are really chosen. We're just chosen by Satan, not by God. And Mossad ended up killing that person. I forgot his name, but I'm sure somebody can put his name down in the comment section. So the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that the Jews, they want you to go on to YouTube, okay? And the reason why they want you to be on YouTube is that, I mean, look at somebody like Pearly Things. You know, half a year ago, Pearly Things had like no followers. Today she is the king of the manosphere. You guys out there need to understand, I'm just gonna give you numbers, okay? The average movie ticket is $8 all over the world, you know? When I was in Mexico, man, the average movie ticket was like 140 to 160 pesos, you know? Like $7, you know? Here in America, it's a little bit more expensive than that. Worldwide, the average movie is... the average movie ticket is about $8 worldwide, okay? Think about it, guys, okay? For a movie to reach $1 billion, it has to have like 100 million views for a movie to make $1 billion. How many Hollywood movies break $1 billion? You know, maybe one or two a year. Opposite of that, look at Pearly Things. She has well over 300 million views. What does this tell you guys, okay? Pearly Things in half a year had over 300 million views, and she's adding millions of views a day. What does that tell you, man? It tells you that YouTube has billions of people on it every day. Secondly, the Jews can push an agenda out literally in real time. I mean, I'm part of a WhatsApp group for passport bros, and all the black people in there were like, hey, where did this white girl come from? She just all of a sudden showed up on my feed. So, you know, the Jews, they know if you're black, they know where you are. You guys need to understand, man, YouTube is owned by Google, okay? If you have a phone in your pocket, Google knows where you're at, okay? Google reads your emails, okay, guys? Guys, I can't believe how many times I would write an email and I would mention something, and then the next thing you know, guess what? That thing I mentioned, I get in an advertisement format on fucking, you know, YouTube or in emails, you know. So YouTube, they read your emails, they know where you're at, you know, they know if you don't have internet connection. If you guys remember, you know, my YouTube channel, you know, my initial Alpha Male Lifestyle channel, it was taken off like a Boeing 747. And the Jews, they knew I was on a cruise. They knew I was out in Alaska. They knew I was out in the middle of nowhere. You know, that's when they deleted my channel. Boom, 1, 2, 3 strikes, one after another. And they deleted my channel while I was out literally in the middle of the sea, you know. They didn't even give me time to like hide my videos or shit like that. But this just goes to show you that they know who you are, they know where you are. If you use Google Maps, if you use Gmail, they know where you are, they know who you are, and they can target you in every way possible, okay, guys? You know, Hollywood can't target you the same way the Jews can. I mean, you know, Jew Hollywood can't target you the same way YouTube can target you, you know, because YouTube, Google, they have all that data, you know. Hollywood doesn't have that data, you know. So when Hollywood puts a trailer out, you know, on the TV, you know, they're hoping to God that, you know, you like that trailer. But with YouTube, they know for a fact that if they take a mud shark like Pearly Things, stick her in front of a bunch of black dudes, they're all gonna sub to her channel, you know. For those of you guys who don't know, Pearly Things is a mud shark. A mud shark is a white girl who sleeps around exclusively with black guys. Now, I don't have a problem with a woman with, you know, non-white, non-black woman sleeping around with black guys, but the problem with a mud shark is that a mud shark, she goes after dusties. She goes after these, you know, broke ass nobodies or niggas, as Donovan Sharp would refer to them. It's like they're low life scumbags, you know. And this is why YouTube can use Pearly Things to, you know, Pearly Things, man, she rips off Sandman, she rips off Coach Craig Adams, she rips off of TFM, you know, fucking Pearly Things, man. She is ripping off everybody in the manosphere, and she doesn't credit all the guys that she's ripping off. You know, she's trying to sell this stuff as if it's her own unique, you know, proprietary red pill. And then again, you know, she's a piece of shit, and, you know, the Jews love pieces of shit. You know, that's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. So for you guys to understand is that it's over for Hollywood, okay? You guys need to understand something about us Jews, including myself. We Jews are willing to destroy a product, company, brand, or service in lieu of a better one. You know, with the anticipation of a better product, brand, or service. Now, I told you guys before that MGTOW TV would actually be profitable if we did live streaming only and not, you know, have video storage. But as you guys know, there's a lot of MGTOW TV content, MGTOW content out there that obviously needs to be in video format. It cannot be just live streaming. It has to be video format. So as you guys know, man, when it comes to MGTOW TV, it's more of a altruistic endeavor for me than it is a for-profit. Don't get me wrong, like every other Jew, I'm money hungry, but at the same time, man, you know, every now and then you like to do something called lillah. You know, lillah in Arabic means in the name of God. So MGTOW TV is kind of like taking one for the team, you know, in the name of God. You know, I'll sacrifice, suffer, you know, struggle, you know. It's okay to take an endeavor like that, you know, every now and then, you know. That way when you meet God on Judgment Day, you can be like, hey, God, listen, you know, I didn't have to, but I did all in your name. So, but yeah, we Jews are willing to sacrifice something that's already working, has been proven, and been working for 100 years for something that is far more superior to it. And this is what you guys out there got to understand. YouTube is far more superior to Hollywood. I mean, how many times can you guys go watch a movie in a month? Maybe 2 or 3 times a month. How long is the average movie? Like 2 hours? And here's another thing for you guys to understand about movies, man. You know, for every 1 minute of screen time, it takes... Here's how it works. How it works, okay? Every 1 day of actual shooting, okay? So it's called principal photography, okay? I'm getting a bit technical here, but I want you guys to look at numbers, okay? I'm getting a little bit technical, okay? Principal photography is when you are actually shooting the damn movie, okay? Every 1 day of principal photography translates to 45 seconds of screen time. So let's say the typical movie is 2 hours, 120 minutes. That means this movie is going to take like 150 days to be filmed, okay? So imagine you're gonna spend 4-5 months, maybe half a year, shooting a movie. That's assuming there is no difficulties. Titanic. And then you're gonna spend another half year doing something called post-production, where you go in the movie, you edit scenes, shit like that. Also, you may have to reshoot scenes if the movie overall is not where you want it to be. Titanic. So, shooting a movie, guys, hell of a lot of money, hell of a lot of time. And again, from the Jewish perspective, they don't care about the money, because at the end of the day, the goyim on the stock market are the ones who are taking the hit. But the thing here is exposure, okay? This is what I want you guys out there to fucking understand. At the end of the day, man, it's all about exposure. Exposure is the single most important thing. Because again, how many movies can you watch in a month? 1, 2, 3, 4. That's like what? 8 hours of watching a movie? No. A month? See, the Jews, they want you to be constantly getting programmed with their agenda. This is why Pearly Things is releasing like 10-15 videos a day. This is why the Indian scammer Hamza is also releasing multiple videos a day. And you guys gotta understand, man, Pearly Things, Hamza, these are actors who are hired by a production company that are pretty much the face of the production company, okay? You guys have got to understand something, man. Pearly Things has said that the reason why she's doing Manosphere content is because it pays better than playing volleyball. So right off the bat, Pearly Things is telling you, I'm doing it for the money. I don't care about you dumb men. You know, this is why Pearly Things, in a lot of her videos, she's like giggling and laughing. It's because she can't believe you tards out there are actually taking that fucking ogre seriously. That's number one. Number two, Pearly Things admitted on Coach Greg Adams' channel that she has a manager. You know who has managers? Hollywood actors, right? A manager is a liaison between Hollywood and the actor. So the Hollywood would say, hey man, we want Justin Bieber to do this and that. And the manager would be, yo, Justin Bieber, listen, bro, you want, you know, fucking woman, you want fast cars, hey man, you gotta do what the studio wants you to do, okay? Same thing with Pearly Things, same thing with Hamza. You know, anybody in YouTube who tells you I have a manager, that's a liaison between the actor and YouTube. You know, guys, I cannot stress this enough. The same people who run Hollywood are the same people who run YouTube, and they have an agenda to push, okay? Look at fucking Pearly Things' agenda. You know, what's Pearly Thing all about? It's all about turning a hoe into a housewife. You know, she did a live stream with or a podcast with a Brittany Reiner, you know, that Turbo Thought, and she's like, I'm gonna turn Brittany Reiner from a hoe into a fucking housewife. How? You can't do that, man. You can't do that. But what fucking Pearly Things is doing is that she's giving incels and denial, beta males and simps, she's giving them the idea that, hey, man, you can have a reformed hoe and it's totally fine. Guys, what did the Prophet Muhammad say? A woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to fix her, you try to straighten her, she will break. So right there, guys, for 1500 years, Islam has been telling you guys, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, Pearly Things is all about turning hoes into a housewife. Why? Because the Jews, they don't want you goyim, you know, actually being free. You know, they want you to be under the yoke of dirty, dirty sharmutas, okay? Hamza, you know, what the fuck is that Indian scammer telling fucking incels in denial? Oh man, you're a loser, bro, if you're not ripped. You're a loser, bro, if you don't have women bouncing off of your arms and shit like that. It's like, come on, man. You know, if these people were any good, they wouldn't be watching a fucking curry cell, you know? So it's all about an agenda, guys. You know, Hollywood is pushing an agenda. And again, Hollywood now is YouTube, okay? When you guys think of Hollywood, think of YouTube, okay? You know, there was a terrorist organization called Ergon that actually blew up several British landmarks in Palestine, most notably the King David Hotel. And the British were like, yo, man, stop blaming the fucking Palestinians. We caught you Jews red-handed blowing up our shit. And the British labeled Ergon as a terror group. So guess what Ergon did? they rebranded as Mossad. And now Mossad pretty much owns all of America. So there you go, guys, you know. Just because the Jews destroy Hollywood, rebrand, doesn't mean it's under new management, okay? I cannot stress this enough. YouTube is far more effective in pushing an agenda than Hollywood ever will, okay? Furthermore, guys, the Jews, they want you to be on your cell phone 24 hours, okay? When that curry cell Hamza releases a video and an hour later, fucking 40, 50,000 people have already watched it, what does that tell you? That tells you that a lot of young males are living in La La Land. They're living on the tube. They're not out touching grass. They're not in the gym. They're not working on their own purpose. They're just sitting there watching YouTube 24/7. This is what the Jews want. They want you living in the pods, eating the bugs, and on YouTube 24/7. Guys, do not be surprised if the Jews will release like a tube where they're like, hey man, you can like play video games, watch YouTube, and food will just go directly in your veins, you know. Don't be surprised if the Jews come up with something like that, assuming that they already have not come up with something like that already. I'm telling you guys, you know, YouTube, aka JewTube, is quite frankly the worst thing possible. Guys, I don't go on YouTube anymore. I'm on MGTOW TV, okay? Only time I go on JewTube is when I want to upload a video there. And for all of you guys who are gonna watch this video on YouTube, honestly, I don't even know if I'm gonna put this video on YouTube, because Susan probably will strike it because I'm exposing the Jews. So if you guys watch this video on YouTube, or you know, for some miraculous reason you tend to come over to MGTOW TV, guys, I've got more videos on MGTOW TV than I have on YouTube, okay guys? A lot of the videos I do cannot go on YouTube, okay? For obvious reasons. Secondly, guys, when I post videos on YouTube, I get like a couple of hundred views. I'm actually getting more views on MGTOW TV than I am on fucking YouTube. Why? Because unlike Pearly Things, unlike Hamza, I am not a actor working with Hollywood, YouTube, okay? So they can't have somebody like me or TFM on there, okay, guys? So this is why you guys need to be on MGTOW TV. Whenever I go on YouTube, guys, I'm seeing a lot of weird shit being pushed to my phone. Have you guys recently taken notice that they're showing you a lot of animal attack footage, like dogs attacking wolves, sharks attacking fucking dolphins, shit like that, you know? Let me know in the comment section if fucking YouTube is like pushing a bunch of weird gay shit to your phones. So that's pretty much what I had for you guys for today. Yeah, the Jews are purposely destroying Hollywood. YouTube is the new Hollywood. It's a new Hollywood because it's far more effective than Hollywood would ever be. And it's not about making money, guys, okay? You know, YouTube is probably more profitable than Hollywood, because all the ads that they run on YouTube. So YouTube is, you know, I don't know how, you know, Google does not release the profitability for YouTube, okay? And I think there's a reason behind it, is that maybe YouTube is making a lot of money. Maybe it's losing money. But for some reason, Google does not want to release the profitability of YouTube, YouTube. And this has to do with the fact that YouTube is Hollywood, okay? So the Jews, they have to have YouTube. And it's, again, it's not about making money, because the idiots on the stock market, they're the ones who are going to end up losing money. The Jews, you know, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, you know, all these Jews, they made their money, they took that bag, and they ran, okay? So YouTube is going to be used in place of Hollywood to push an agenda 24/7, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you're hearing it here first, okay? People are gonna live on YouTube. They're gonna live in pods. They're gonna eat the bugs. And don't be surprised if they have machines with tubes sending, you know, bugs directly into their system while they binge watch, you know, fucking Pearly Things and Hamza. So, bottom line, guys, YouTube, Hollywood is not being destroyed because they went woke. They're now going broke. Hollywood is purposely being dismantled for the bigger, better deal, which obviously is YouTube. Coincidentally, guys, the reason why America is getting dismantled is because of what Sheikh Imran Hussein said. We're going from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. The Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is going to be supreme. This is why America is getting dismantled. I know a lot of you guys out there, you look at Joe Biden and you're like, oh, Joe Biden is the reason. Kumbucket Harris is the reason. Gavin Newsom, he's the reason why America is going bad. No. These are all actors. They're all puppets, you know. Just like Hamza doesn't write his own videos. Just like Pearly Things doesn't do anything other than show up on a podcast and ask a few questions because her manager, her handlers take care of everything, okay? Gavin Newsom, Biden, Kumbucket Harris. Nobody in the American government is in charge of anything. They're all actors / puppets. Their Jewish handlers are the ones who are responsible for dismantling America. This is why it's important for us to make our own MGTOW party, because you guys need to understand. There's a reason why the Jews are deathly afraid of MGTOW. We are not controlled opposition. We are not useful idiots. This is why the Jews are doing their best to destroy MGTOW. Go on Google and try to advertise MGTOW. I dare anybody here to try to advertise anything MGTOW on you on Google or YouTube. Or no, because YouTube is Google, right? So you can't advertise MGTOW, guys, okay? Because again, the Jews are deathly afraid of us. So let me tell you something, okay? If the Jews are deathly afraid of you, know that you are on the right track. You know, the Jews of Medina, they were deathly afraid of the Prophet Muhammad. And there's a reason behind it. They're evil motherfuckers. Now, when I say Jews, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm talking about, you know, these fake Jews like Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros. So the bottom line, guys, I want you here to understand is that, you know, Hamza, Pearly Things, Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom, you know, the governor of California, at the end of the day, they're just puppets, actors. It's really the Jews who are in charge of everything. And they are the ones who are purposely destroying Hollywood. They're purposely destroying America. They are purposely propping up these fucking mud sharks like Pearly Things. You know, Hamza claims to be, you know, Hamza is a Muslim, but he now claims to be an atheist. He's a fucking alcoholic and a druggie. The Jews love people like Hamza. I'm telling you guys something. As somebody who was in Hollywood, I am telling you, there is nothing the Jews love more than a Muslim who turns his back against God. Now, the question that has to be asked is, what if that Muslim who was asked to turn his back against God, what happens if he tells the Jews, go fuck yourself? This is why the Jews are deathly afraid of us. And I don't know about you guys, but I plan on being one hell of a terrorist when it comes to the Jews, but only when it comes to the Poles. All right, guys, I'm going to see you in the next video. Take care of yourselves. Peace!